Poli Sci. Yesterday I broke my favorite cup, cobalt blue with gold letters. A gift from visiting Antioch scholars in the making. Intelligent young gentlemen and ladies, dressed in the latest undress mode, come to hear for college credit about the border. In a different time and place, I was a lot like them. At home in my native state, with credentials that didn't have to be seen to be believed, where reputation didn't so much go before as draw people there, looking for answers to one, it, or another. As I, but for circumstance, would have been drawn to learn the latest math and physical science, enrolled in a work-study curriculum leading to degrees in astrophysics I'd been trying to get myself ready for since before puberty and Sputnik, reading up on relativity, light bending around dense bodies, saddle-shaped universes of negative space, endless possibilities of time defined by mathematical constructions limited only by imagination. Lines on a blackboard, say, or on a page, describing how things work in the real world, where institutional endowments employ celestial mechanics to figure out the angles of attack and repose objects assume under hypothetical conditions. Of so many G's with such and such a payload, a list, say, of known properties in relation to one another. Fixing with pure science what, if it ain't broke now, is, according to certain theses having currency in some circles, if not given serious attention, bound to become a problem of hemispheric proportions, where imaginary lines can't be crossed without showing people holding guns a card encoded in symbols known at checkpoints everywhere as a reduction of planetary motion to laws expressed through physical constants in a field perturbed by X forces applied in series to points Y through Z in order to see how long what some call surplus energy can be shunted off to isolated storage banks before, given total diversity, the species in question, adjacent possibles multiplying themselves exponentially, a phase transition of autocatalytic sets, explosive reactions occur in real time. In the hour or so we had to speak, in relatively concrete terms of pressures, economic and atmospheric, wastes human and industrial, fair versus free in the universal abstract that treats labor as a commodity.